Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Indianola will send four events and two swimmers to the state meet later this week, Ethan Russell and Isaiah Picard. And they are right ahead on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. We are with the Indianola Boys Swimming State Qualifiers, who are?
Isaiah Picard.
Ethan Russell.
Well, going into state qualifying, how did we feel? And obviously, once you realized you were headed back to state, what did you feel?
Well, felt really good going in and felt even better once I got the news.
Yeah, it feels really good to have your hard work rewarded and know that you're going.
Well, on Isaiah, your side is, there's a lot more, I would say, para swimmers at this point now than I think even a couple of years ago. How do you feel about that, knowing that growing the sport a little bit for Indianola boys swimming and across the state, really?
Yeah, it's really nice to see that progress and that growth. And it's exciting to get competition. It's a lot more exciting when you actually have people to compete against.
And how has that experience helped you over the last couple of years being at the state meet and now, like you mentioned, having a lot more competition that has grown over the last couple of years? What have you learned, I should say?
I've learned the value of hard work, and I've also learned that even if you don't think that something's going to pay off, it could still, you know, you need to still take it seriously and try to improve as much as you can because you don't know when it'll actually matter.
Felt like Indianola's schedule this year was very tough. I know going up against a lot of top swimmers really day in and day out. How did you feel about the competition? Do you think it made you better by the end of the year?
Oh, I think it did. Going to every meet knowing that there is someone who could potentially be faster than you really made you work that much harder at practice and made you that much more, I don't know, amped up at a meet.
How did training go so far, getting prepared for state? I know everyone at swimming wants to peak at the right time. Did you guys feel like you peaked at the right time and got the scores that you needed?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that we put in the hours that we needed to, and we got it done, and we did what we needed to at the right time.
Let's talk about team dynamic. I know I always like to ask the swimmers this question is, you know, everyone comes from different schools for boys swimming. How did it go this year knowing just, again, that different group of guys every year?
Yeah, I mean, I had a blast. I love this team dynamic. I don't know. I don't have personal experience with any of the other teams, but I personally think that we have one of the best dynamics out there. It's amazing.
I think it's really exciting every year seeing new faces from new towns, hearing their stories, and even towns I don't even know exist. It's just exciting meeting new people.
And then goals for state. What do you want to see for either individually? How are you going to try and measure up against some of the other athletes? And, you know, what does that look like later this week?
Well, for the 50, I hope to break the school record and maybe make it to the podium.
Well, what is the school record right now? How much have you been kind of watching that right now, and how close are you?
I've been looking at it the last 4 years, and I swam 21.91 at districts, and the record's 21.84, so I'm very close.
All right, personal goals, and what do you want to see from yourself and Ethan when you get done with the state meet?
I'd love to see Ethan get that goal, and I'd love to see him swim fast. For me, it's all about breaking my own PRs, my own personal records. And ultimately, it's just about having fun. I want to have a blast.
Well, I believe both of you are seniors here at this point, right? What are your plans for after swimming? Is there anything more or secondary education? What are you thinking?
I'm hoping to attend a college, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
I plan on attending college. Yeah.
And no decisions or anything yet or where?
I'm going to go to the University of Iowa for mechanical engineering.
All right. Any final thoughts on the final high school swimming season wrapping up for you guys heading back to state? And this will be it and a very fun career for both of you.
Sad to see it go, but I'm excited to see all the new people come in. There's a lot of potential in the coming years. I'll definitely keep in touch, keep watch.
Yeah, it's definitely bittersweet. It's been a fun year, and it's gonna be fun to make it, but there's gonna be some tears shed at the end of the year.
Ethan Russell and Isaiah Picard featured on today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Find the full interview online at KNIAKRLS.com. They will compete at the state meet this Friday and Saturday in Iowa City.